Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another great episode of the Miracle Man Show here on July 31st of 2019. And I'm your host for this evening, as usual, the Miracle Man. I was thinking about this, July 31st. Wow. Can you believe it's basically August? That means only one more month of summer left. I look at that and go, kind of two different ways. Well, in one way, I look at it and go, yeah, summer is about, almost two-thirds of the way over. And we basically had to forfeit almost the first 2 weeks of it due to rain and cold weather. Remember? Remember, Brooke, we basically had to forfeit to the first 2 weeks of the summer because it was so cold and windy and rainy? We did, but it's really turned around. The weather's been a lot better. And I'll say it then. Awesome. And to me, personally, July, you to put it into a month and not necessarily a season, then to me, July is one of the highlights of the year, in my mind. The summer is another big one, because of Christmas and that. July is a pretty big one, not just because of my birthday being in it, but because summer-wise, it's like everything's peaking. In a sense, it's like for the most part, Michigan, no worries yet about fall coming. I did hear someone say something today about BTS, in other words, back to school, and I was thinking, well, in Michigan, for the most part, they got another month before that. Unfortunately, some of those other states will be going back to, down south, will be going back to school next week. In my mind, this is just my mind. In my mind, public school, should not be going back under any circumstances before either the Monday 2 weeks before Labor Day or August 20th, whichever is later. This year, for example, August 20th would be the day after 2 days, would be the day after 2 weeks before Labor Day. Next year, on the other hand, the Monday 2 weeks before Labor Day does not come until August 24th. And in my mind, this is a national approach. And what's the idea behind it? Save our summers. Knowing that in a lot of places, schools don't have the air conditioning. Look, I wonder how some of those rural places in some of those southern states where they might not have the money for AC, I wonder how they cope with the real warm days of August.
I think they're probably used to it because they don't get the privilege of having an AC, so they don't know what that's like.
Well, the problem is the human body in that and everything else.
Yeah, dangerous.
And it gets dangerous. And even though basically all the houses may have it, what about the schools? And that's why I think it should be a nationwide thing. And also, it's better for, you know, I think it works good for a lot of them to have them out by Memorial Day and then send them back about 2 weeks before Labor Day. In Michigan, we do it differently, but I'm thinking of like, for the southern, that's what might work for them. But, and I know they like their own things, and I get it. A lot of times in early June, in the certain parts of the south, if it's not rainy and stormy, and some of those days right after Memorial Day, those can be some pretty nice days. You've heard that too?
I have.
Which, in that sense, I can see why these superintendents want to have them out there then. Because some of those days in early June, it can be highs in the mid-80s. Like under a perfect scenario, it would be like highs in the mid-80s, lows in the lower 60s. Kind of like what much of the next week's weather forecast looks like for here. And that's how it could be in a lot of places in early June.
Yeah.
So I can see why. It makes sense. But The opinions expressed here are only the opinions of the Miracle Man and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any other source. Just kind of that disclaimer, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of a funny way of doing it, don't you think?
It is.
At any rate, I wanted to tell you kind of a little bit about what are some of my favorite summer, not necessarily traditions, but like memories I have. Some of these may be from this year. Some of these may not be. Some may be from when I was real little. One of my favorite ones is me being on, I think it was a pontoon boat with much of my mom's family around the 4th of July up there in Cadillac. That's one of them. Some others are some of the birthday parties I've had. being at the table outside. of my grandpa's house or anywhere else I've been, sitting outside there, eating a mystery tube. Really, it's a hot dog, but I have to call it a mystery tube. Some chips, maybe a cookie, and drinking some Coca-Cola. And then some of my other fondest memories. Oh, one of them was going on the Himalaya several years ago in Ionia. And my mom actually rode it with me at the Ionia Free Fair. She wouldn't go on any of the other rides, but she chose to go on the Himalaya. Did I force her? No, she chose to go on. She got the wristbands. We got them super cheap because we bought them ahead of time. And if we bought them ahead of time, we could get them from super cheap. $14 a piece. But she basically spent $14 to go on the one ride. Whereas we spent $14 for me, and I rode all the big rides in the place. And some of them twice. The Play World Amusement. And a lot of my favorite summer memories do involve either do involve being on rides, whether it's at the fair or at Cedar Point. Some other good ones are just, you know, trips I've taken to various places. Chattanooga, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia. Another. And we can't forget about Invasion. We can't forget about Invasion. I can't talk about favorite summer memories and not bring up Invasion. As all these Invasions I've been to, they have all been during the summer. They have them. And so that's really cool. And when I just and some of my other favorite summer memories have been of me sitting there at a Tigers game. I shouldn't say sitting, because if the Tigers fans were all standing, so was I. But, you know, the Tigers games I went to, and it's a lot of fun. Not too many summer memories to get to them all. I have so many good ones, and a lot more good than bad, which is always good, right? And when I was little, I used to struggle a bit with the heat in summer, like real little. But I've pretty much gotten past that. And I love the nice, warm, sunny summer weather. And I think I take it better than my dad does, because my dad really doesn't like the humidity. The other thing is, I love getting tan, but I won't do it inside. I think indoor tanning is pretty dumb. Don't you, Brooke?
I do think it's pretty dumb.
That's why in my mind, I always like to say the tanner is for summer and it's outside.
Right. Like, why paint a tan when you can just go outside?
Particularly during the summer. Which, by the way, listeners, I'm in no hurry for summer to get out of here. It can go by as slow as it wants. I don't know if I'll be saying that about winter in February. In March. Not in December, because, as I said a few minutes ago, in my mind, December is one of the highlights. And I don't want to lose that. Because in December, there's always that Christmas music radio station. If it's 50 below zero, you can always turn that Christmas music station on and it will do right up. Right?
Yep.
You don't get that in February, though, when it goes and the wind chill goes to 50 below zero.
All right.
Then you're just stuck.
Yes, you are.
Those are a lot of my favorite memories that I have. Just the summer. Speaking of summer, you can go to a McDonald's, at least a McDonald's in this area, and you can get an ice cream cone for just 69 cents. No, 59 cents. Which is not a bad deal.
Finally?
At all.
Finally? Yeah, they should have turned it 2 years ago.
And
they would have actually gotten something better. Yeah. They're rebuilding. You don't hang on to one guy that's
going to
be
putting
out.
Sorry about that. They're just talking about the Tigers. I was just listening to them, but listeners, we will get to that Tigers stuff as we usually do near the end of the broadcast. I know they made it sound tempting, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick to the way we do it tonight. I will say, though, the Tigers did make some moves today. Who did we get in return? Who did we get in return for Castellanos?
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong girl.
I heard one of the guys say, well, some guy said, yeah, they did.
Yeah,
and they also traded Shane Green to the Braves. In exchange for, someone for right now or a prospect?
He was a first round prospect, I think, at one point.
Well, we'll get that figured out, listeners, and we'll do that at the end of the near the end of the show.
Okay.
You look at, you can look it up, just remember, because I'll come to you in a while.
Okay.
Yep, but the Tigers did make some, that being said, the Tigers did make some moves, and I have some other Tiger news for you folks that we will get to near the end, I think I was saying. But that being said, you can come to McDonald's and get a cone for just 59 cents. If you're looking for a soft drink, maybe you don't necessarily want some ice cream. By the way, July is National Ice Cream Month. And National French Fry Month. And National Hot Dog Month. Some other really good food item July is the month of. I forget what it is.
Lasagna, I think. Maybe it was just
the
national day for lasagna.
But a lot of great foods had these special days right in July. Because, after all, we all know July is the best, right? But then again, maybe when December gets here, I might be saying the same thing then. Maybe July a little bit, because after Christmas Day, it kind of wears off a little bit. But July is still July, even though the 31st, July doesn't shut off on the 25th. And in a way, I don't think the Christmas music should even shut off on the 26th. I think it should go straight to New Year's. Don't you?
I think that'd be cool.
If you're a Christmas station and you start Christmas and you start doing Christmas music out of before Thanksgiving, I think you should keep it on to New Year's, period. Because if you think about it, it's just a fair trade, right?
Yeah.
Because in a sense, July shouldn't shut off, so why should Christmas shut off on the 25th of December? You know?
Right. I wish it went longer, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Or if the name of the month was changed to Christmas and not December. In that case, it better not shut off. Right?
Right.
Because that.
Of course.
How is it? Anyhow. We're going, I'm going to tell you guys about first how you can tell others how to be a part of the show. We're going to pray. And then I want to go to Luke chapter 11. We'll go to Luke 11. All right? So, listeners, I want to encourage you, please. Tell everyone you know how they can be a part of this great show. Best way is to call in. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. And we hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener. And my assistant will let me know that we have a call coming in. And you can talk to me about generally anything you want to, as long as it's not political. If it's political, what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you to pray for your leaders, and I'm also going to tell you to vote. But basically anything else, to go. Now we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now this evening. Thank you for these wonderful listeners that have made a choice to give up some of their time and tune in to this radio program tonight to receive something from you, to learn of your way, to walk with you to talk to you, Father, to study your word. And I thank you, Lord God, that they will receive everything they have need of tonight. In your name, Jesus. And I confess over the show, Heavenly Father, that finances are coming into this program, that partners are coming into this program, that increases in listenership are coming, and most importantly, souls are coming into the kingdom as a result of this radio program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, we're going to Luke chapter 11. Just looking at the passages here. I will read from verse 1 down to verse 28 and then cut it out. All right? We're going to begin right here. Jesus teaching on prayer. One day, Jesus was preaching in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation." Then he said to them, "Suppose that one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight, and he says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to give him.' Then the one inside answered, 'Don't bother me. The door's already locked, and my children are already in bed with me. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread, because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake to eat instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, even though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Verse 14. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, then how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted, and he divides up the spoil. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes to arid places, seeking rest, and does not find it. And it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. Final condition of that man is worse than the first condition. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed are you those who hear the word of God and obey it." All right. Let's talk. Let's discuss it. Now, so what you have going on here is Jesus' disciples, they ask him, you know, teach us to pray.
You gotta worry about that.
Teach us how to pray. Just like how John taught his disciples how to pray. And then Jesus told them, you know, what they should pray. Now, prayer is really important. It's a really important component in a Christian's life. Prayer. Later on in the passage, it says, "Ask, and you will be given more. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened." You want to know what one of the things that involved? Prayer. Prayer. You need to. If you're going to have faith, you need to have be praying too. Because prayer is really important for a Christian. It really is. It really is a lot. It's really
good. I can just imagine playing to get paid for it.
Good.
Here, how much do you know? You gave enough to make a living?
Very important. Now, the Lord's Prayer.
Can you imagine that?
Now, my pastor, sometimes once in a while, he'll teach on this. And he likes to tease him. Like this. If I was in heaven, I'll be down here. See you, God. That sounds pretty funny, doesn't it? Well, that's not how the prayer goes. Or, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. No, not about how you pray it. Or is it super fast, or is it super slow? Or no? You don't always have to pray that exact prayer. You don't always have to pray that. Is that prayer? But the Lord's Prayer is our Father, who is in heaven. Hallowed it be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, forever and ever. Amen. And it's not just a nifty little prayer. There's a lot of truth. There really is. And it just you really want to receive from God. You want a miracle. You've got to get down this prayer thing. It's important. I've seen a verse in my Bible, and it says, you have not because you ask not. And if you do ask, you have asked amiss. So don't be one of those that you don't have it because you haven't asked for it. I keep asking God for my miracle. Yet at the same time, at church, I still go up to the altar for prayer after every service. As the Bible tells us, it talks about any one of you afflicted, you should pray. Any of you happy, you should rejoice. Any of you who are sick, call on the elders of the church. And they will pray the prayer of faith. And I like to ask, not the prayer of doubt and unbelief. But to pray over somebody, don't go pray the sick'em prayer. What's that? Well, I don't like that person. Sick'em, God, sick'em. Nope. Pray the prayer of faith. So a verse, there's a verse that comes to my mind right now, and it talks about,
I like watching ball more than it's mean.
We walk by faith and not by sight. That's a reminder for all of us. I don't live by what I see. I don't live by what I feel. For I know, God, that you are here with me. And through you, I can do all things. Or through you, Jesus, who gives me strength.
Yeah.
And
like I
was saying,
people think I shouldn't leave.
You know? You know? Prayer is a great solution. Like, you have a problem, give them to God. And ask God to help you through it. He wants to help you through the storm. He doesn't want to see you just struggling. No hope. No hope. No hope. Depressed. He doesn't want that. He wants to help you. That's why when you need help, you should be calling out to the Lord who made you.
No need to get into it, just call by that to make it under.
And you do know that God made you. In Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And though your parents were the ones who gave birth to you, God created you. But God created you. And prayer is just a great way to get that relationship with God going. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean that prayer is the only thing you ever do. It just means, you know, don't lose track of the Lord, is what it means. Yeah, but it's been so many years. I've been believing God so many years for my miracle. It hasn't happened yet. Well, keep praying. Keep doing what you should be doing. Keep praying. Keep the faith up. Keep putting works to your faith. Keep. Just keep.
Let it wake you up.
Going and what God has for you. And keep fighting. And don't give up. Don't you ever give up. Giving up is one of the worst things you can do for yourself. And that giving up thing, it will cost you dearly. Very dearly. And you'll be really sorry that you gave up, if in fact you do give up, because it's really important to keep that faith built up on the inside of you if you want God to move, like what I did. Because I'm believing for God to do some stuff in me. And I'm always believing in God.
Imagine the fear on us.
Prayer should be a lifestyle. I'm not saying how many minutes a day you need to spend praying, but it should be a lifestyle. That you spend time with God, reading your Bible, praying to God regularly. And just keeping
more
adrenaline,
more people out and around. You got some shared ideas.
It's just good. This prayer thing is just really important. And it's just
on now.
He just helps us as we pray, and as we seek his faith. And just humble ourselves before the Lord. And show him, tell him, you know, what we have need of, what we believe in him for. And I don't know about you, but I just love the Lord so much. So grateful that for everything that he's done, everything he's going to do, everything he started. Now, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you that we would just get this word, this teaching on prayer, on the Lord's Prayer, that we would just get it on the inside of us, and that we would just be doers of the word and not just hearers. but also stewards. And I give you praise and honor for it, Lord, tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Last night, the Detroit Tigers. So, the Tigers go to Los Angeles. They get a win Monday night. Oh, it looks like they might get another win last night. Try falling 6-1 to the Angels. Try to. What did you say? What was the score?
It was like 9-1 or something.
Oh, okay. But try Drew Verhagen giving up 4 runs in four innings, and then the manager Ron Goudenhier saying that Verhagen didn't pitch all that bad. Well, I think giving up 4 home runs, I think you can all, at that rate, you can generally always do better if you're giving up 4 runs in 4 innings. I don't get, how can Ron Goudenhier say that Verhagen didn't pitch that bad? I don't know how he can say he didn't pitch that bad, because I didn't think he was all that great. Then the bullpen comes in and gives up a couple more runs. 6-1, Tigers fall. Today, before the trade deadline, in the final hour, the Tigers trade both Nick Castellanos and Shane Green. Shane Green goes down to Atlanta to relieve the Braves. By the way, he did a great job when he pitched. He did a great job when he pitched. Green did. Just beautiful. Who did we get in return for Shane Green? Well, we also traded Nick Castellanos to the Cubs. And he was a decent home run hitter, but he was not good. He wasn't the greatest defensively.
So from the Braves, they got Joey Wentz and Travis Demeritt.
Is Wentz ready now, or is Wentz in the minors?
It doesn't say, so I'm unsure.
They got Joey Wentz and some other guy. And then for Castellanos, they got the prospects, I think. But that being said, the Tigers are still in that rebuild. I thought for sure they were going to trade Boyd and Castellanos. What did you say, kiddo? I thought it was going to be Castellanos and Boyd. But Boyd stayed put, and they traded Green instead. And I think I have to respect their decision to keep Boyd, because you need to have a good starting pitcher. And I do have some more good news, though. The Tigers got a win today over the Angels, 9-1. So, and hopefully this can be the start of some better things to come. You know, in 2003, when they lost 119 games, a lot of those wins came in chunks. Whereas this year, a lot of the wins have been, well, we finally got a win. lose some more games, like 5-6 games maybe, get another win. Maybe lose 3 more games, get another win. We'll have to see as time goes on whether or not this is a good move for us. Because I think keeping Boyd at least was a good choice. But getting rid of Shane Green, we'll have to see how that pans out for the bullpen. Because he did such a great job for us. Such a great closer for us. And it's good when you can have a great closer. Great. Now, if only we could get some really good batters who are just ready to go and get to work and get some things done for us. That would be fantastic. In other sports news, Next week, the Lions preseason starts. In fact, on Thursday, August 8th, is the Lions' first preseason game. Their first regular home season game, their first regular season game, is exactly a month later after that, September 8th. I like that. A number of new beginnings. And that's always awesome when you can have until next time, folks. God first, God always. So long, everybody.